June 16, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Dove of Peace. Opening prayer. Father, as I turn to your word, I pray that my devotion is acceptable to you today. Read Genesis chapter 8. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down, and on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water all over the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the second month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out, together with his sons and his wives and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground, and all the birds, everything that moves on land, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and, taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Reflect. In what ways do you thank God when He fulfills a promise to you? On initial reading of verse 1, you'd be forgiven for thinking that the Noah Project had just come back into God's mind after 5 months of focusing on other concerns. Clearly, that wasn't the case. Instead, what we've read today is the next stage in the inclination of God's heart toward Noah and his family. Following the sending out of the raven, which didn't return, the evidence of receding water comes from a dove with an olive branch in its beak, revealing the presence of land nearby. The image of the dove and the olive branch has represented a symbol of peace in the midst of chaos ever since. On my visits to Bethlehem in the West Bank, I've often stopped to view Banksy's depiction on the wall dividing Israel and Palestine, of the dove carrying an olive branch. It's a sobering piece of art. Noah's first act on leaving the ark was to worship God through an act of sacrifice, sacrificing some of the birds and animals he had gone to such lengths to protect. Seems a peculiar thing to do. As Spurgeon noted, common sense would have said, spare them, but grace said, slay them. This is the nature of true sacrifice. For it to be sincere, it should cost something. As Paul writes to the Ephesians regarding the ultimate sacrifice, the death of Christ was a fragrant offering. Like Noah, we are called to offer sacrifices to God that may not at first glance appeal to logic, but nevertheless please the senses of God. The final verse reminds us of divine providence, where God promises to sustain the earth through the seasons. He is the ultimate sustainer of life, and we are called to steward his creation. Apply. Maybe take a moment to pray for peace where chaos seems to reign, and take comfort in the knowledge that God inclines his heart toward those for whom you pray. Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you are ever mindful. Your gaze is never taken from me, and your care never ceases.